Well, ladies, welcome back to the table. We are in our second segment where we're doing our Bible study, and today happens to be the day we wrap up 1st and 2nd Peter. Our teacher, Connie Stampfel, has been here faithfully teaching. Connie, welcome back.
Thank you, and just I say thank you for listening, and I pray that these studies will help all of us grow in the Lord.
I know they've helped and blessed me tremendously, and we've got these here, ladies. If you're sad also as I am to see 2 Peter go, you can find them in our archives at naomistable.com and study them anytime. Today, lesson number 40, we are in 2 Peter at the very last verses, and I'm going to read them, and then Connie's going to teach for us. This is chapter 3, verses 14 through 18, and it says this: "Therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for these, be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish and at peace. And count the patience of our Lord as salvation, just as our beloved brother Paul also wrote to you according to the wisdom given him, as he does in all his letters when he speaks in them of these matters. There are some things in them that are hard to understand, which the ignorant and unstable twist to their own destruction, as they do with other scriptures. You, therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, take care that you are not carried away with the error of lawless people and lose your own stability, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen."
Yes, amen. We're going to take a look at just these final words of Peter, and hopefully they will give us encouragement and help us continue to faithfully grow in the Lord and serve him well. We find Peter starts verse 14 here. He says, "Therefore," and so he's wrapping it up, and he says, "Therefore, beloved," and again, he loves these people. He's a shepherd to them. He is tending them as Jesus Christ commanded him to do. And so he goes on and he says, "Since you are waiting for these," and it's reference to the study we completed last time, and what we're waiting for is that new heavens and earth where righteousness will dwell. And so that's their purpose, and that's what they're looking forward to. He said, "Because of that, then, be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish and at peace." And again, it's that idea of living a holy life for the Lord. 1 Timothy 4:8 tells us godliness is of value for all things, and it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. And that's a beautiful, beautiful word. But we also have Jude mirroring what Peter wrote. And so he has some precious words to us in verses 20 and 23.
Yeah, why don't I read that? It says, "But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. And have mercy on those who doubt. Save others by snatching them out of the fire. To others show mercy with fear, hating even the garment stained by the flesh."
All right. And so Jude was also giving encouraging words and talking about how the end of all things is coming close, and our lives as Christians are to be lives of increasing holiness and godliness, and we're also to be trying to help others who might be being drawn off into sin and falling into error, because if they come back and truly are born again and follow the Lord Jesus Christ, they are eternally with him, which is a beautiful thing. We find going on here that Peter then writes a few more cautions and words. Verse 15 says, "And count the patience of our Lord as salvation, just as our beloved brother Paul also wrote to you according to the wisdom given him." We talked about that when we were last together, and it had to do with, again, the patience of the Lord so that all would come to repentance, all those who are called from before time began. And then he says something interesting in verse 16 about Paul. He says, "As he does in all his letters when he speaks in them of these matters," the end time matters about Jesus coming back. And then he says, "There are some things in them that are hard to understand, which the ignorant and unstable twist to their own destruction as they do the other scriptures." Mm. And so we're brought back to the admonition to be careful with how we handle scripture, to make sure we're taking into account the full counsel of God, that we carefully look at context, that we don't take half a verse and make it mean what we want to. And so again, some of Paul's writing, some of scripture is difficult to understand, but by the power of the Holy Spirit and by truly digging and trying to understand, God will reveal it to us. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You probably have some thoughts on that, Amy.
Oh, yes. You know, there are many times in my early Christian walk when I really didn't have a clue. And I was doing exactly as Scripture described, where I would try to make them understandable to myself by actually bending them. And that was sin. That was wrong. And the Holy Spirit just very gently opened my eyes as I spent more time in Scripture. And I could actually see where He was gently correcting me in those matters.
Oh, that's good. And, and the thing is, God is gracious.
Yes,
because
He is.
None of us know everything, and any of us might misunderstand a certain passage or misapply it, but the Holy Spirit is good to bring correction over time.
Yes, He is. Amen.
And sometimes we need to correct each other, too. And so that's important thing, just to be humble and be willing to be taken back to the Word and to truly rightly understand it, rightly divide it, as we learned in Timothy. All right. Coming here, though, close to the end, in verse 17, Peter then says, "You therefore, beloved," and again, he's really wrapping up final words to them. He says, "Knowing this beforehand, take care that you are not carried away with the error of lawless people and lose your own stability." And again, his concern in this letter is that the people of God will follow God's word and will be stable, will be established in that word, will be firm, will be presented to Christ as a beautiful bride, pure, holy, and not to be drawn away after false teachers.
You know, and there's so much of that going on today, Connie. I just admonish and encourage our ladies listening today that they too would stay firm to the Word and be willing to be taken back to Scripture anytime we kind of become unstable ourselves. And we can be tossed around like waves. We don't want that. We want to be stable and find our firmness in the foundation of truth.
Yes, and that's what we need to remember. We're going to find now in our last word, the verse 18, the final word here of 2 Peter chapter 3, Peter says, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen." One thought, and I'm going to ask Amy her ideas, and then this part of our homework lesson is, how is it, Amy, that we grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ?
Oh, we have to be with Him. We have to be grounded in His Word and just be committed to understanding it. And even if you don't understand it, keep reading it and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal that truth to you, and He will. If we ask for wisdom, He will definitely give that to us. And that's how we grow. That's how we grow in our understanding, and that's how God is able to transform us through His Word.
Exactly. That's what He transforms us through, our minds, through the truth of Scripture, and it changes us. And so as we end this Bible study segment, there's two kind of closing parts of books that Amy and I are going to read. I'll have her read the first one, which is in Jude, the final verses of that short book, verses 24 to 25, and then I'm going to read a passage from Romans.
All right. This is in Jude. "Now to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of His glory with great joy, to the only God our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen."
Yes. Because the end result, the ultimate goal of all of this is the glory of Jesus Christ, which shines through His believers as we hold faithful. And actually, as He works in us, we don't do it on our own at all. But when He is revealed in glory, as it says in 2 Thessalonians, we also will be in Him, and His glory will be apparent in us. We'll be like Him. And so I'm just going to read to you Romans 11:36, where Paul also breaks into just this exuberant praise to God. He says, "For from Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To Him be glory forever and ever. Amen."
Amen. What a beautiful way to end this study. Ladies, 1 and 2 Peter, we have seen persecution. We see the saints being persecuted by unbelievers. We've seen scoffers. We've also seen a great falling away in the early church, and we are admonished to live holy, to stay firm in the Word. And I hope this lesson has blessed you. Connie, thank you so much for teaching it today.
Oh, it is my privilege.
Oh, I know Connie will be back another time with another lesson. Ladies, we need to talk about what we learned today. We need to talk about the end of this letter, and Nancy and I are going to be doing that when we come back.